Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
We need better game show music.
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair. I should probably been on that. But then I was like, oh, we probably have Christmas music. We can maybe just like play some Christmas music in the back. But unfortunately, it's like Vlad's pointed to my attention that people are over this whole Christmas thing. You know, like that if you don't have a child that you're actively like trying to do the whole Santa thing with, that Christmas has become a thing of the past for adults. They're tired of the commercialism, and as a person who would spend a lot of his Christmases at Tootsie's, I get it.
That's great gifts right there.
By the way,
let me tell you what's great about when you go to like those establishments like Tootsie's and all that stuff. They pretty much hit off a truck, like maybe not Tootsie's, but those establishments, they probably hit a truck, and a lot of things were in that truck. And then all of a sudden, you know what happens when they do the tour?
Yes.
They have those toys or whatever products were in the truck, and then you're basically buying a dance and that product. And then you can give that product as a gift to somebody else.
Look at that.
It's the gift that keeps on giving.
Look at that. Right now, we're going to get into some Christmas trivia as Leroy is munching on
that empanadas, boy.
Empanadas, figgies out there.
Hey.
Laughing it up with
big
Lupe.
Box, Fig. The big box. What they put them.
They switched my daughter's, the one that you wanted?
No, my daughter's empanadas take home, dulce de leche. They put them in the big box. I thought they were in the little box, so we brought the little box in here, and somebody already did a drive-by.
Ah, damn.
I didn't touch any.
No,
I haven't eaten.
I haven't touched
any. No, I know, but you know.
Oh, you're talking about somebody else from?
Yeah.
You know what it is? They probably saw, you know, something they're familiar with and thought it was for everybody.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
How could they think that?
I brought some holiday creamy vanilla Coca-Cola.
That's what they
creamy vanilla Coca-Cola.
It's just cream soda, right?
Yes.
Is it though? I've had vanilla Coke. It's different.
Really?
I don't know. Yeah. I haven't tried it. It's my
Is
first
it most
time trying
Coke
it.
Vanilla?
Now, what game are we playing now?
We are playing Christmas Trivia.
All right.
Asking you guys various questions that are related to South Florida sports and Christmas. Whoever gets the most correct answers at the end of this wins 1 point towards their XXXmas games total. I'm interested to see the review of the soda, though.
I know. She was supposed to share.
She didn't share it at all.
What, y'all
got a sip and pass.
Are you fiending for some cream soda?
Puff, puff, pass.
Well, I don't even like soda that much. There you go.
It's pretty good. I like it.
Can I get like a like?
No.
All right. All right. Fair enough. All right.
Here, you want a sip?
Fair enough.
Here. Here, I have a cup. Look.
I don't have a cup.
I have a cup.
Pour some then. Here, pour some.
I have a cup.
This is riveting, folks.
All right. Let's see.
Don't worry about it.
No one wants to give a review. I will do it.
I tell you what.
It's good. It's nice.
It would be a lot better. If it
I
was
had
cold.
That ice outside that's still being made.
But that good ice.
Mm-hmm. All right, it tastes like a Coca-Cola with a little bit of ice cream and cream.
It's like cream soda.
It is exactly what it's described as. But enough of that malarkey. Who wants to go first? Who wants
I'll
the
go.
First question?
I'll go you? First. I'm ready.
All right, good sir. Who is the most winningest team in NBA history on Christmas Day.
So it would have to be a team that plays all the time.
Yes.
So I'm going to say it has to be between the Lakers, between the Celtics, the Knicks. I will go the Celtics.
The correct answer is the Miami Heat.
What?
Miami Heat have the highest winning percentage of any team.
No. That's not what you asked. You asked who won the most on Christmas.
Okay.
Not who has the highest winning percentage.
Okay,
which is a big difference because the Lakers and the Celtics have been playing Christmas Day games longer than the Heat have been around. So the highest winning percentage brings in a whole another group of teams.
Minus one.
More deception. No.
Yo, hold on.
Most. By the way, Jay Fig, when she jumps off the top rope.
Oh yeah, she coming with elbows, elbows.
Oh my god.
So funny. Wait.
Yeah.
So yeah. You're wrong. What? Fraudulent question.
You're okay.
Wrong,
so
fraudulent fraud. All
right. So the most wins because I said the question correct. I'm incorrectly. The most wins on Christmas Day is also not the Celtics. It's the Knicks and the Lakers who both have 25 wins.
But I told you, I picked the right three teams.
You did.
Maybe right. But you're then a winner in my heart.
No, but yeah. But he got it wrong, though, because he picked the right three teams, and then he could have picked two of those three, but he picked the one that wasn't.
Right.
So
you're both are wrong.
Yeah.
All right. Leroy.
Not the host being wrong.
Like
the Miami Heat have won 11 games in a row.
So, let me get this straight.
Yeah.
Hold on.
Yeah.
So, two teams have won 25 games.
Yes, sir.
They're not the winner.
No, they were the winner.
Because they've lost 13 games. They might have lost 13 games.
Right, because they've been playing for 60 years.
So, if you're 25 out of 38, you're not going to have a better winning percentage over the team that's probably won 9 out of 11.
Well, the Miami Heat are actually 12-2.
So 12 out of 14.
Right.
I knew they only lost twice.
Right.
Yeah. So
yeah, that's go ahead.
Okay.
How many of those games has Eric Spoelstra won?
Ooh, that's a goodie. Is this for?
I would say.
Is this for Leroy or anybody else?
I'm giving Leroy another question.
Leroy.
8. The correct answer is?
7.
9.
Oh, 9.
Man.
Okay.
9-0.
Right.
So because I robbed you of a question there, I didn't count that first one. Right now you're 0 for 1. Is that okay?
Sure.
Thank you.
I mean, it wasn't even like, off the top of my head, getting 8 and it was 9.
Yeah.
Or guessing the three top teams.
You want half a point?
There's no extra credit points, man.
Okay. Go ahead. Go ahead to Jennifer. She gets multiple choice.
Jennifer.
I like my choices.
All right. We are going to give you – this is going to be a yes or no, to be honest. So you only have two options here. What are the most anticipated Christmas games in the NBA? In the history of the NBA, took place in 2004 when Shaquille O'Neal returned to Los Angeles as a member of the Miami Heat. The final score – was 104-102 in overtime. Who won that game?
Okay, I'm going to give you a minus one because you said it was a yes or no question.
Did they win? Did the Miami Heat win?
Well, not for nothing, Jennifer.
You know, thank you, Leroy.
Let's use our big brain here.
What are we doing here?
Right? Well, let her use her brain.
Yeah, go ahead.
You're wrong.
You already know the team is 12-2. Mm-hmm. So it could be one of the 12 wins or one of the two losses. There you go.
What's this game, by the way?
This is just Christmas trivia.
No. What game? No. What game are you saying?
This is 2004 Heat Lakers.
Oh.
Yeah. So Spo was not coaching that one because I had just said Spo was 9-0 on Christmas. He was not the head coach at the time.
Right.
Huh. Did the Miami Heat win, yes or no?
Yes.
All right. That is correct. They won 104-102 in overtime.
12-2.
Yeah.
It's a pretty good chance they won if you just play the percentages.
Yes. But she was upset at me.
That was the first game Shaq played against the Lakers, right?
That was the first game.
Okay.
All right, Vlad. Okay. Vlad, I know that you got the big brain over there. I know you got a good memory for things.
Two of them.
Ah. Wow.
So.
More accurate than two.
True. This one's
bad. That's messed up. Go ahead.
Okay.
Tell me
in
I have a big brain.
1994. Nah, right. I'm gonna do this one. On Christmas Day,
5:30 p.m., the Knicks took on the Bulls.
Damn, he's good.
At the United Center.
On Christmas Day in 1971,
Knicks played the Lakers.
That's probably right. That's probably right. The Miami Dolphins played in a game that still
Cowboys,
holds the record.
Leon Lett, the fumble in the snow.
Yeah,
this man ain't gonna let
Keith Byers went. Keith Byers went 80. And I remember watching the replay because we had to play Dallas.
Was it a 16-13 game? It was
16-13.
Not the same game.
And he ran.
Yeah.
That was on Thanksgiving.
Correct.
The one I'm talking about.
Yeah, that was Thanksgiving. You
yeah.
Right.
Love
yeah.
that.
He ran. He had an 80-yard touchdown, and there were no footprints. It looked like track. Right, because he never lifted his feet up high enough to make footprints.
I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
On Christmas Day in 1971, the Miami Dolphins played in the game that still holds a record for the longest game in NFL history.
Oh.
On Christmas Day?
On Christmas Day. Who was their opponent?
Ooh. Wait a minute. Is that a playoff game? Because I'm
yes.
thinking of the
it
Chargers.
It was a playoff game.
This was an AFC divisional playoff.
Yeah, it's the Chargers. They lost to the Chargers.
No.
Kellen Winslow. Yeah.
No, that's not the Kellen Winslow game.
Oh, that way. You said 71, right?
All
right.
Yes, I did.
I'm going to give credit to Frank.
Well, you said I'm not looking at the computer. So everybody
smart.
Else is looking at the
yeah.
not smart. Looking at the computer.
Okay, go ahead. Go ahead.
Yes.
All right, so you said 71.
1971, longest game ever.
Ever.
Still to this day, 82 minutes and 40 seconds.
Damn. Any game that I know.
That's one extra quarter and a half.
Is that the Patriots game?
Double overtime.
Is that the Patriots game? No.
No.
That's not
Patriots.
The Patriots.
They weren't any good back then.
I don't know. I'm just trying to remember when they had to, use something.
Can I give you a hint?
No.
I'll give you a hint.
I'll take the L.
Ed Podolak. Set a still standing NFL record with 350 all-purpose yards.
So what was the question again? Who they face?
Who do they face? You know the answer?
I think so.
Right. I'm going to go with the Raiders.
Oh, the Raiders. It is not.
Hank Stram.
Who's that?
Hank Stram.
God bless you. The Kansas City Chiefs.
Oh, okay.
Who's the coach?
No clue.
Hank Stram.
Dick
Vermeil. That was the longest game ever?
Yeah.
Yes, it is. Still, I had to look it up because I was like, I can't trust you, Gemini. All right, we are back to Leroy. Leroy.
Yes.
In 1994.
Ooh, I was there.
The Dolphins defeated the Detroit Lions 27-20 on Christmas Day.
Mm-hmm.
Beyond the win, why was this game significant for legendary coach Don Shula?
It made him the winningest coach in NFL history.
Now, what was the number that he reached that day to make him the most regular season wins by head coach in NFL history?
So what's the question?
306?
What was the question?
How many wins did Don Shula get?
It was 30.
Would you like a multiple choice for this one?
Yeah.
About how are you giving multiple choices now?
Because this is a random number, dude.
I feel bad for you.
This is not your best game.
Yeah, this. I ain't going to lie to you. This segment's
You're winning.
This segment's been trash. I'm not going to hold you.
It's a little confusing the way you're saying things.
There's been no clarity.
Leroy, you've been confused? Except for that other.
We're going to ask somebody, have you been confused other than the time that you started out the game being confused?
Other than the initial confusion, have you been confused? What? Okay, so is it 306? Is it 309? Or is it 319? How many wins did Don Shula achieve on the day that he set the record for most regular season wins by head coach?
I think
306, 309, 319.
He coached until 90. When was his last year? 96?
96.
Yep.
He finished with 327. All right. I'm going to go 309.
The correct answer is 319.
Is it? So he must have not been very good the last couple years.
I guess not. So that brings Leroy to 0-2. We will move on to Jay Fig for this next one.
You're 0 for the season, buddy. You got the first pick in the draft.
Who is the only player, Jay Fig, to score 50-plus points on Christmas in the 21st century? Is it LeBron James?
LeBron James.
Is it Steph Curry? Or is it Luka Doncic?
That's a
the
good one.
The only player to score 50-plus points on Christmas Day. Is that confusing, you bozos?
I think so.
Heard.
Okay, give me the options one more time.
Oh
it
my
was
God.
LeBron James.
LeBron James.
Luka or who?
Luka or Steph Curry.
Steph.
You're picking Steph Curry?
I think so.
The correct answer is...
LeBron.
Luka Doncic.
Luka Doncic.
I was going to say Luka.
Luka! 50 right. points in
you
2023.
You had three choices.
Yeah.
You can't pick one and then say I was going to pick the other one.
I was going to pick him. He's lashing my second
out.
Choice.
But you didn't.
He's lashing out.
You know what?
All right, what's the last question for this segment?
All right, in three games, he was able to accomplish this stat of 43.3 points per game.
Yikes.
You talking about Luka?
That is the all-time NBA Christmas record.
For average?
Average points per game at 43.3. Who accomplished this feat? Are you ready?
Tracy McGrady.
Tracy McGrady is the correct answer. How do you know that off top?
Because we watch NBA games on Christmas, so you're gonna know if somebody had a great night.
43? That's crazy.
Yeah, Tracy McGrady was putting up points. Him and LeBron had a great battle on a Christmas when he was in Orlando.
Okay, so
that's crazy. Is he one of those players that kind of faded away, but you don't realize? A lot of people don't realize how great he was.
He was unfortunately playing at the same time with Kobe, so when Kobe's winning and he's not. You know,
he's good though.
He was really good.
So good.
Oh my God.
It's like different versions of him too. Like Rockets Tracy.
Orlando Tracy was
Orlando
crazy.
Tracy was off the backboard. So it's 1-1.
All of us got a one. And we got to take a break.
Not this guy.
Oh wait, it's 1-1-0.
We do have to take a break though.
We will take a break and come back with the exciting finale of sports trivia.
WQAM.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Has anybody read the article? Have you read the article?
What article?
From the lady that got caught at the Coldplay concert.
No, what did she say?
She said that it was a couple of high noons that got into her system, and
that's what it was.
That's what it was, and it was, they, right. You know, they were separated, and it was the first time they actually ever touched and kissed, and you know, got with each other. And it was caught by the people at the concert.
Mm. Yeah. So.
Caused her life disarray.
No way.
Yeah.
Did he quit his job?
I think they both lost their job.
He definitely lost his job. Probably her too.
She did lose her job.
But, you know, you got to find a way to make this work for you.
If you're gonna do a sneaky link.
Don't do it at a concert.
And she said her husband, who she was separated with, was at the concert.
With somebody else?
Yeah, somebody might have been somebody else, but they weren't together.
Look at that.
Wow. So just imagine. Could you imagine being separated from your wife and you look on the Jumbotron and your wife? Because you know if they co-workers, you thinking to yourself, oh, this ain't the first time.
Oh, yeah. Everyone has a work husband.
My thing is this.
No, not like that.
Oh, sorry.
Does everyone have a work husband?
Do you have a work husband, Marcos?
Oh, yeah, I do.
Okay.
What, you guys know?
Who is it?
Leroy, you're going to deny me in front of everyone?
I knew it.
She had a good job. She resigned. Yeah.
That sucks.
Yeah.
But I would, the first thing I would do is like find one of those, what are those things where you can like access, or like anything that advertises privacy, and I'd like do a commercial with them, make some money off of it, dive into it a little bit. Don't be like me. You know how they have the backup commercials where all of a sudden Tommy DeVito's,
yeah.
You know, normally you wouldn't be like, oh, I'm a backup and be proud of it. But got you know, you. The right check that comes in, now you're going to lean into it. Yeah, but, you know what? I am a backup.
Let me ask you this, though.
I mean, there's no good side chick commercials.
Yeah, we got to make them. That's really what we're missing. We got to make them. That is what we're missing.
I'm telling you, they're missing out. During Thanksgiving, would be all side.
What about that movie you guys were talking about? The one that Tobin went to go see with his
what
wife.
Was it The House Guest?
The House Guest.
No.
She should be doing a commercial
Isn't
for
the
House Guest.
Handmaid?
Oh, The Handmaid? I don't know.
No, it was The House Guest because I remember thinking, that's stupid. Yeah, Handmaid's Tale exists, but this is House Guest. At least that's what you guys were saying.
I don't know. Cool. Let's get back to the game.
All right. One more question before we do a quick thing
the
of Rats Off
the
Ship. Housemaid, so it was a combination of both. It's even stupider if you ask me. All right, Figgy, you got 1 point. Vlad's got 1 point. Final question. This one is for you, Figgy. Despite a tough 26-20 loss on Christmas in 2022, this Miami Dolphin was able to set a franchise record on that day. Was it Devon Achan? Was it Tua Tagovailoa, or was it Tyreek Hill?
Oh, what day?
Christmas. 2022.
I know who it is.
They lost.
Is it Tyreek?
She's right.
The correct answer is Tyreek Hill.
Yep. I mean, Tua left with a concussion.
Tua deadly, but we didn't know it was a concussion. And Tobin accused him of ruining Christmas. Very mean. Very mean of Tobin.
He ruined Christmas again.
He did ruin Christmas.
How did he ruin Christmas? Man, your Christmas been ruined since Indianapolis.
Again, wow, he ruined it.
Exactly,
dude.
He ruined Christmas.
Absolutely ruined it.
2-1.
All righty. 2-1. I'm going to go ahead and give you another all-time NBA Christmas stat.
Jesus.
Two times this happened, and it is the tied for the most assists on an NBA Christmas game with 18. Name one of these players that accomplished this feat on a Christmas Day game. 18 assists.
It's got to be Magic.
Would you like multiple choice?
Guy, multiple choice. But if one of the multiple choices is Magic Johnson.
Well, I have to say Magic Johnson. Of course I have to say Magic Johnson. Magic Johnson. Wilt Chamberlain.
Could happen with Wilt.
Or Nate Tiny Archibald. I'm trying to think of a Nick.
You know what the funny thing about it is?
Yeah.
I would have said Tiny if it wasn't the fact that he was a baller. He could put ball, like the points, he could put the ball in the basket.
Heard.
Wilt could get you a triple-double. So 19 assists back in the 60s against, you know, little Thomas from accounting.
Just the tall guy.
Just a tall guy. Can happen, you know.
Yep.
You know, Paul Tagliabue might had to guard Wilt Chamberlain back in the days. If for those that know,
he ain't gonna make.
And no dunking. Couldn't dunk.
I'm
back
going
then.
With Magic clearly because I saw too many Magic games on the. In
That's
the,
fair. Listen, when it comes to assists,
but
it's
I think
never
it's wrong. Magic and Wilt. I would say would be those two guys. I think it's That's Magic fair. And Wilt.
All right. Well, 18 assists. Happened in 1972 and 1966. One of the guys.
Oh, wow. It's Nate and it's Wilt.
Guy Rogers. The other one, Nate Tiny Archibald.
Oh, wow.
Tiny did it in 72?
72. 18 assists for Tiny Archibald.
18 assists. I wonder how many points he had that game.
9. I made that up.
That's about right. Wait a minute.
What? Does it sound about right? Let's look it up.
No, let's go.
Let's go.
All right, let's move on real quick. We're going to go take a break, but...
That's it. J-Fig won.
J-Fig is the winner of Christmas Trivia. Hey, All Leroy right. does it. Leroy, you're not clapping your hands. You don't All seem right. to be happy for our winner.
I was the only one that never got no multiple choice.
Whoa. Yes, you did.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did. 309. The coaches win. Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
It's because you yelled.
I never. Well,
you know what it was? I got the number of his total wins wrong. Yeah. So if I were to realize it was 347 instead of 327, in 2 years I would have had to go with the higher number.
Well,
as I was corrected.
See, Tobin has chimed in on our chat.
No, he hasn't.
He has.
I do see a Brandon _ Tobin.
Dude, if you gonna
write
chat, you might as well should just came to work.
You know, that's what I'm saying. These guys sometimes they just don't come to work and they chime in on the chat. Who does that?
He put heavens to Betsy. Datesoff
is cracking this the Tybo joke, which you do look like Billy Blanks with the with the cutoffs.
It's true,
but it's really Tobo.
Hold on. Time out. The reason why. Wait.
Hey.
Hold on.
Leroy will cut. Have an
Let me tell you why. It's not a point. Let me tell you why it's not a point.
Can we say?
Let me tell you why it's not a point. It's not a point. That's you know why?
Is. Yeah.
Because he walking around barefoot because his toe hurt.
I am.
No, you can't come at me about toes.
But my toes aren't separated.
Toasting?
No, my toes aren't separated anyway. They're hugging each other.
He's wearing socks.
I'm wearing socks, so you don't really see my toe.
Let's see.
Tobin wrote on the chat.
Tobin.
I used that one, Tobin.
That's an old one.
That's okay. Vlad used that one.
Chestnuts toasting on an open fire.
When you smell it, it's kind of funny.
I would never do that to you, Leroy.
What? You mad? You ain't think of it.
One time I made a whole TikTok about his toes.
Did you?
I did.
A toe talk?
Oh. Come on.
We're going to break. I'm on fire right now.
Dolphins, Canes, Heat, Panthers, and more with Tobin and Leroy in a...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.